Occupation is a crime for the left of Palestine. Occupation is a crime for the left of Palestine. Occupation is a crime for the left of Palestine. All these people are covered and heard by thousands of people in back. How many people here saw the State of the Union address? How many people think that George Bush should be in the dock for crimes against humanity? How many people here during his speech stood up one time to give him a standing ovation? Did anyone? Did you count the number of times that Nancy Pelosi stood behind Bush and gave him a standing ovation, leading the Democrats in a standing ovation when he mentioned the war on terror, when he mentioned Afghanistan, and when he said we are going to get 92,000 more combat troops so that we can threaten Iran? What did Nancy Pelosi do? She stood up and she betrayed her constituency here in Antioch, San Francisco, and she said, us too, we support you, George Bush. Do you support George Bush? This so-called surge plan, of course we blame George Bush and Robert Gates and all the criminals past and present in the Bush administration. But unfortunately, it is not just George Bush's surge plan. It's also a big chunk of the Republican Party that supports it. And unfortunately, there's all too many in the Democratic Party who support it. We have to have a party on the streets that is clear about opposing it 100%. And you see, I think it's important for the anti-war movement to begin to deal with this question now, about 2008. Because I do not believe that the occupation of Iraq will end before 2008. And we are going to hear all sorts of promises from different Democratic Party politicians who want to be the president. The two leading contenders right now are Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. They stood with Nancy Pelosi and cheered on the militarism of George Bush. What is their plan in alliance with Dianne Feinstein and John Merkel and friends in the Republican Party like Giuliani? Their plan is called redeployment. What does that mean? That means putting American bases out of harm's way so that we can increase the air war against the people of Iraq. That means putting more troops in the Middle East, and that means arming a dictatorship and a puppet regime inside Iraq to carry out death squad operations against anyone who stands up against the privatization of everything in Iraq. That is not a peace policy, that is a policy for reorganizing control.
All right, we'll try this one.
Okay, and she get down and you go...
And unfortunately, we have to start this discussion now, because there are going to be other people in the Democratic Party who are much better than those other folks, than the Barack Obamas and the Hillary Clintons. Dennis Kucinich is going to be here tonight speaking in San Francisco. And Dennis does and says many of the right things. But remember back to 2004, when he took the peace movement and he went to Boston to the Democratic National Convention, and after John Kerry said we were reporting for duty to increase the number of troops in Iraq, unfortunately, Dennis Kucinich said to the anti-war movement, get behind this man. That is an anti-war movement that is going to be too weak to do what we need to do. We need to understand that this occupation is bipartisan. We need to understand that this occupation is about Iraq, but also about Afghanistan, about threatening Iran, and yes, about the people of Palestine having the right to be free from Israeli occupation, and the people of Lebanon having the right to be free from Israeli occupation and threats. And that type of movement is going to be difficult to build. If people disagree with that analysis, it's fine, but we have to have these discussions out. We cannot silence ourselves, because if we silence ourselves, all we're doing is helping George Bush and his friends continue this occupation. I have a four-year-old daughter, and I'll say this to the generation of Vietnam. You ended the Vietnam War along with the Vietnamese people and the people in the American Army who refused to fight. You ended that war 35 years ago, but you're now back in the same position. I don't want my four-year-old daughter to have to be out here 35 years from now opposing the occupation of Venezuela or someplace else. We need to put an end to this system once and for all. We need to build a part of people in the streets to do it. Occupation is a crime from Iraq to Palestine.
is left on the program. In about 20 minutes, we're going to get ready to line up to march. We're marching that way. So we're going to be marching down Market Street that way in about...